I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. I love the way Psalm 138 begins. I love the way Psalm 138 continues, because it talks about bringing in all of the earth and the kings of the earth and singing and the power of music. We know that the Psalms themselves were intended to be not only prayers of the heart, both laments as well as praises, but also we know that the Psalms were intended to be sung. In fact, the very word psalm is what we can call an onomatopoeia. That is, it is a word that sounds like what it does, or it does what it sounds like, or it sounds like what it is. That is, psalm. It is the sound of a plucking of a stringed instrument. The stringed instruments were accompanying the congregation in singing, or accompanying the musicians as they were singing these psalms of lament and praise. We are a part of this long-standing tradition that stretches out over the millennia, centuries and centuries of music from the heart and the spirit that conveys something more than words themselves can simply say. So we're so grateful for this center part of our Bible, the very middle of our scriptures, that contain within them not only words, but the music that flows the words outward from heart and spirit. We have called today Music in the Time of COVID. The overarching theme is the fact that life is not super easy right now. It is difficult. It is hard. It is one that we feel sad that we can't be together. There is a lament of the heart and spirit, while at the same time we can give praise for the fact that we still can be together. We have the remarkable gift now, thankfully, of technology, where we can still worship together, even though we're not worshiping in the same place together. We invite you to continue our worship. We invite you to continue the enjoyment of hearing and experiencing, and we hope singing along with the music of the heart, an imitation of the psalms that are conveyed out of our scriptural tradition in the very middle part of our Bible. There is another word that gives us an indication of this musical journey that comes from the Psalms. That is the word Selah. It is the word we think that means rest. That is not so much rest as in a physical sense, but rest as in a musical score. It is instructions probably to the musicians, where the musicians were told to rest, to stop playing for a moment, to allow there to be just a momentary silence, to let the goodness of God sink in, to let the music kind of echo and be a part of the experience for a moment of silence. And then the music continues. We hope that's a part of your experience, where you feel this presence of God through the music that we convey today. We pray that you feel a sense of rest, in the sense that there can be a moment of silence in the midst of the music, in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the sadness and uncertainty, as well as in the midst of joy. We pray that both our laments as well as our praises can mingle together in this treasure house of psalms and songs of the heart, this music in the time of COVID. Thanks be to God. Amen.